Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Thank you for tuning in this morning. God bless you. This is Watcher Ruth. Thank you for listening to my program here, there, and everywhere. Where we go, where no one wants to, into the unthinkable, into the lunatic fringe, exploring the things that you don't want to know but absolutely need to. Kind of my theme. If you're hanging out with me, boy, you sure know about the lunatic fringe. Anyway, good morning again. And wow, good morning to 23 years ago. Today, just about this time, I was giving birth to my first child. And boy, what an event it was. Holy macaroni. God bless her. Joy of my life. Was the joy of the moment then, and is the joy of the moment right now just for me and the whole rest of my family. Anyway, I don't really have a lot of planned stuff except plan to get into the scriptures real heavily. Listened to, of course, Steve Quayle and the Hagner Report and another pastor preaching to the people about persecution, praying for the people of Boston because they've lost all peace of mind, all sense of security, with a false sense of security, albeit, as we all walk in today. This false sense of security that we're all just like little peas in a pod, and I can tell you what, they're going to rip that pod apart just as soon as they feel like it. And so the only strength is that we have discerning, learning, and growing in the Word of Jesus Christ, and we're mindful of that. The one who gave us the breath of life, and why we have to focus on Him and the world, not. For by Him all things were created, and that are in heaven, and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they are be thrones, or dominions, or principalities, or powers. All things were created by Him, and for Him. And by Him all things consist. He is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things He may have the preeminence. 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 And what a God He is. How perfect in every way. All of His promises proved to be true. He is a shield for everyone who hides behind Him. Yes, He is. Yes, He is. He leads me every day into a place of safety because He delights in me. He delights in me because I persevere through the persecution of the day. And I try to walk patiently and peacefully among the tares, because it's until the fullness of the plan comes to pass and into fruition, we're going to be surrounded by wicked works. We were told that we need to be strengthened. Yes, we do. We need to be strengthened. I can do all things through Christ, who strengthens me. That's what His word said. And with that, we have nothing but hope, which is laid up in heaven before in word of the truth of the gospel, which has come unto you. And it brings forth fruit, as it does in you, since the day you heard it. and you knew the grace of God was truth. We're caused to lift up the word of God and the brethren. Lift up the word of God. And in the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, and shall keep your hearts and mind through Christ Jesus. Brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, and those things that are virtuous. And if there be any praise, think of these things. Think of the good things through the trials and tribulations. Because you've been converted, you are a holy consecrated vessel based in sound doctrine, not tossed back and forth on your ship rudderless, taking heed to false spirits, teaching you not the truth, because they changed the truth into a lie. They fashioned it into evil. They don't follow the Christ, whose end is destruction, whose God is in their belly, whose glory is in their shame, whose mind is on earthly things. But we are not that. We abound in glory everywhere and in all things, and are instructed to be full and to abound in suffering needs to others. Yes. Because we proclaim to be walking in the path to be conformed to the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature, and the firstborn of all the dead. Not walking in wicked works. Hallelujah. Walking in all mercy, kindness, humbleness, meekness, and long-suffering, putting off the body of the world and the sins of the flesh, buried with him in baptism, therein also ye risen with him through the faith of the operation of God who has raised him from the dead, and quickened together with him, having forgiven you all of your trespasses, blotting them out. All that which he held against us, which was contrary to him, having spoiled principalities and powers. Let no man then judge you in meat or in drink or in respect of a holy day or of a new moon or of the Sabbath days, which are a shadow of the things to come, but the body is of Christ. Let no man beguile you of your reward in a voluntary humility and worshiping of angels, intruding into those things which he hath not seen, vainly puffed up by his fleshly mind. We are the head and not the tail. We are to be forbearing one another and forgiving one another. If any man has a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave us, so are you to forgive him. For then, if you obey your Father in all things, for this is pleasing unto him. Pleasing unto him with all praying also for us, that God would open unto us a door of utterance to speak the mystery of Christ, for which we are all in the bonds, making manifestations of his speech, walking in wisdom towards them that are without wisdom, redeeming all those in the time. Let your speech be always with grace, seasoned with salt, that ye may know how to answer every man. Jesus has called fellow workers into the kingdom of God to comfort those. Thy watchmen shall lift up thy voice. With the voice together they shall sing, for they shall see eye to eye when the Lord shall bring again Zion. Break forth into joy and sing together, ye waste places of Jerusalem. For the Lord has comforted his people. He has redeemed Jerusalem. The Lord hath bore his holy arm in the eyes of all of the nations, and all the ends of the earth shall see the salvation of the Lord God. So depart ye, go out then. Touch no unclean thing. Go ye out in the midst of her, but yet be clean, that bear the vessel of the Lord. For family, listen up. Hear ye, thy watchman cries from the wall. With tempered mortar in one hand, and a shield and a buckler and a battle axe in the other. For ye shall not go out with haste, nor go by flight. For the Lord your God will go before you. And then God will be your reward. Hallelujah. For thine maker is thine husband. The Lord God of hosts is his name. And thy Redeemer is the Holy One of Israel. The God of the whole earth shall he be called. For the Lord has called thee as a woman forsaken and grieved in spirit, and a wife of youth when thou wast refused, saith God. But only for a small moment have I forsaken you, but with great mercies I shall gather you. In a little wrath I hid my face from thee, but for a moment, but with everlasting kindness, I will have my mercy on thee, said the Lord, thy Redeemer. For this is as the waters of Noah unto me. For as I have sworn that the waters of Noah should no more go over the earth, so have I sworn that I would not be wroth with thee, nor rebuke thee. For the Holy One of Israel, he has glorified thee. Seek me daily and delight to know my ways as a nation that does righteousness, and forsook not the ordinances of their God. They ask of me the ordinance of justice. They take delight in approaching God. we fast, and thou sayest, we seest thou not. Wherefore, we have afflicted our soul, and thou takest no knowledge. In the day of your fast, ye find pleasure and exact all your labors. Behold, ye fast for strife and debate, and to smite with the first of wickedness, with a fist of wickedness. Ye shall not fast as ye do this day to make your voice be heard on high. Is it such a fast that I have chosen a day for a man to afflict his soul? Is it to bow down his head as a bulrush and to spread sackcloth and ashes under him? And will thou call this a fast and an acceptable day of the Lord? Do we have a stronghold of doctrine? Are we the head and not the tail? Do we increase our works in charity? Because if we have works in this life, we've demonstrated our faith. It's not by works we're saved. But I don't want to go into eternity naked either. Because if you've read, haven't you read in the scriptures that it is the works, the righteous acts of the saints woven together in a fine linen, worn into eternity? Yes. Fine linen. That's what we want. We're going through some tough times. And it's not going to get any easier, family. For to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. But if I live in the flesh, this is the fruit of my labor. Yet what shall I choose? I want not. For I am in a straight betwixt to having a desire to depart to be with Christ, which is far better. Nevertheless, to abide in the flesh is more needful for you. And having this confidence, I know that I shall abide and continue with you in joy of faith in the gospel of Jesus Christ, with one mind, striving together for the faith of the gospel. And in nothing being terrified by my adversary, which is to them an evident token of perdition, but to you the salvation and that of God. For unto you it is given in behalf of Christ not only to believe on him, but also to suffer for his sake, having the same conflict which you saw in me, and now here, to be here in me, believing the same gospel of Jesus Christ, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of the Father, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made the likeness of men, and was obedient unto death. And in the acceptable day of the Lord, and at that time, the name of Jesus, and every knee shall bow, and everything in heaven, and everything in earth, and everything under the earth, and every tongue, and every land, everywhere, will confess the glory of God the Father, Jesus Christ. For it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do his good pleasure. Without murmuring or disruptions. Brethren, be followers together of me, and mark them which walk so, as ye have us for an example. For many walk of whom I have told you often, and now tell you, even weeping, that they are enemies of the cross of Christ, whose end is in destruction, whose God is in their belly, whose glory is in their shame, whose mind is on earthly things. They're vile reprobates. Then the Lord God showed me in a vision a basket full of red fruit. What do you see, Amos? He asked. And I replied, a basket of red fruit. The Lord said, this fruit represents my people, Israel, ripe for punishment. And I will not defer their punishment again. The riotous sound of singing in the temple will turn to weeping. Then dead bodies will be scattered everywhere. They will be carried out of the city in silence. The Lord has spoken. Listen, you merchants who rob the poor, trampling on the needy. You who long for the Sabbath to end and the religious holidays to be over so you can get out and start cheating again, using your weighted scales and undersized measures, you who make slaves of the poor, buying them for their debt of a piece of silver or a pair of shoes, or selling them your moldy wheat. The Lord, the pride of Israel, has sworn, I will not forget your deeds. The land will tremble as it awaits its tomb, and everyone will mourn. It will rise up like the river Nile at flood time, toss about and sink again. Listen up. Listen up. I am the watchman on the wall. I am crying. I have tempered mortar in one hand. I have a battle axe in the other. At that time, I will make the sun go down at noon and darken the earth in the daytime. And I will turn your parties into times of mourning. And your songs of joy I will turn into cries of despair. I will wear funeral clothes and shave your heads as a sign of sorrow, as if your only son had died. Bitter, bitter will be that day. That time is surely coming, says the Lord God, when I will send a famine on the land, not a famine of bread or water, but of hearing the word of the God. Men will wander everywhere from sea to sea, seeking the word of the Lord, searching everywhere, here and there, going there, but they will not find it. Beautiful girls and fine young men alike will grow faint and weary, thirsting for the word of God. And those who worship the idols of Samaria, Dan and Beersheba shall fall and never rise again. The Lord of hosts touches the land and it melts, and all its people mourn. It rises like the river Nile in Egypt, and then it sinks again. The upper stories of his home are in heaven, the first floor on the earth. He calls for a vapor to rise from the ocean, and it pours down as rain upon the ground. Jehovah the Lord is his name. O people of Israel, are you any more to me than the Ethiopians are? Have not I brought you out of Egypt? Done as much for other people too. I brought the Philistines from Kephor and the Syrians out of Kir. The eyes of the Lord God are watching Israel, the sinful nation, and I will root her up and scatter her across the world. Yet I have promised that this rooting out will not be permanent, for I have commanded that Israel will be sifted by the other nations as grain is sifted in a sieve. Yet not one true kernel. Listen up. Not one kernel will be lost. But all of those sinners who say God will not touch us will die by the sword. And then at that time I will rebuild the city of David, which is now lying in ruins, and return it to its former glory. At that time will come, there will be such an abundance of crops that the harvest time will scarcely end before the farmer starts again to sow another crop, and the terraces of grapes upon the hills of Israel will drop sweet like wine. I will firmly plant them there upon the land that I have given them, and they shall never be pulled up again, says the Lord God. Firmly planted with strong words, strong doctrine, the head and not the tail, looking for the perfect day. He who is clean before the Lord, always growing in the Lord and always growing in love. We are not only in the world, but we're not of it. Don't force God to make an appointment with you. Be in a place and space and time where he is the breath of life in every way, so that you can be pre-designed paradigm, walking in God and faith every day. Always being aware that when you sin, that it grieves God, the designer of life. He promised if you did, you'd flourish, bear fruit. We don't have much time. We're looking for the everlasting life, but it's not going to come easily. There's going to be days where we need to grow in grace in every single thing we say and do and interaction we have in the world, because it's going to come down on us. Do we have the tears of a broken heart? Broken heart of God. Recognize that we don't want to walk in this world, but we want to walk in a world of faith with a contrite heart. Planted with a strong seed, because we have strong seeds in our bucket to give other people of sound doctrine. I only have a minute or two to talk with you here, but had my pastor, ex-pastor church, come in again for a haircut yesterday, family, and introduced him to the three world ages and pre-existence. Please pray for him. Pray for each other. Pray for your families. Pray for each other and brothers and sisters in Christ, because we don't have much time. Take joy in each other. We love each other. We take joy even in listening to each other's voices, because it calms and comforts us. It's awesome. Thank you for listening in the archive. And I hope you got something out of the precious word of God here today. I know I didn't call in for callers. I'm sorry. I just had too much of God's word to spit out. Now listen, I read from Amos. mostly Amos chapter 8, and if you want to go back and review that, I would. That's prophetic family, Amos chapter 8. God bless you all. In God's will, I hope to be back with you tomorrow. We'll play a few minutes again. Bye-bye.